Text numéro 9. Amazon says workers must be in the office. The UK government disagrees. There are two competing views on where desk-based employees work best. Amazon is ordering its staff back to the office 5 days a week, just as the government is pushing for rights to flexible working, including working from home, to be strengthened. The tech giant says employees will be able to better invent, collaborate, and be connected. But just as the firm's announcement became news, the UK government was linking flexibility to better performance and a more productive, loyal workforce. But more than 4 years since the start of the pandemic, what does the evidence tell us about how we work best? And is Amazon right to believe people being in the office full-time will allow them to collaborate better? Amazon's fellow tech giant, Microsoft, studied its employees during the pandemic. It looked at the emails, calendars, instant messages and calls of 61,000 of its employees in the US during the first 6 months of 2020. The findings were published in Nature Human Behaviour. The study indicated that during COVID, remote workers tended to collaborate more with networks of colleagues they already had, and that they built fewer bridges between different networks. There was also a drop in communication that happened in real time. Meetings that would have happened in real life weren't necessarily happening online. Instead, more emails and instant messages were sent. The authors suggested this may make it harder to convey and understand complex information. Amazon is not alone in telling its employees to return to the office full-time. Goldman Sachs, rival US banks JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley, have also backed workers returning to the office, whereas some banks in Europe have taken a softer approach. Elon Musk's Tesla also requires employees to be in the office full-time, leading to reports of problems finding space for them. Another Musk company, SpaceX, brought in a policy requiring workers to return to the office full-time. The well-being of staff was a key reason one UK business decided to get them back to the office as soon as possible after lockdown restrictions ended, according to one of its directors, Francis Ashcroft. He says some people were struggling with raised anxiety and wanted to get back to the office to be part of a team. It brought a realness and a sense of belonging, Mr. Ashcroft says, adding that when it comes to delivering a service, the teamwork was much better in the office. Despite this experience, an umbrella review of home working that examined a range of other studies concluded that, on the whole, working from home boosts how much workers can get done. Adapted from BBC News, September 2024.